Hello, and welcome to the Daily Preston Show. Today I will be reading a scary story of my own that I have written, called Warfront. Over the past few weeks before I went on spring break, we were learning about the Civil War and how it all started. My teacher said it started because a free state and a slave state got in a fight over whether they should have slaves or not. Then the day before spring break, my teacher told our class to find out some facts about the Civil War over our break. Right after school, I told my parents about what I was supposed to do over spring break. They said there was a Civil War battle for an hour from our cabin we can go to. My dad said he heard about it in one of the books he was reading about the Northern aggression. On my way down to the cabin, I told my brother and sisters about the place we were going to visit over spring break. They said they couldn't wait to go. That night, when we got to the cabin, we unpacked the car and made some pizza and went to bed. So the next day, we woke up early and ate breakfast. We got on the road. On our way there, my mom was reading some things from dad's book. Later that, when we got there, it was starting to sprinkle, so we waited for the rain to stop. While we were in the car, I heard someone knocking on the back of the window. I looked up out the back window, but no one was there. And we were the only ones in the parking lot. My mom started reading more out of the book. She said the battlefront was haunted. While she was reading the book, we heard another knock on the window. Then Dad said he wanted to see what was going on outside. But no one wanted to get out of the car, so Dad went into the woods towards the battlefront. Right as he was about to get in the woods, we heard a gunshot. We went over to where he was to see if he was okay. When we got to the front of the woods, we saw someone laying on the other side of the woods. On the ground, I ran over and saw dad laying on the ground. I screamed for someone to come over, which they did. I told them to call the medics, but no one had cell service. Claire wanted to leave, but Nathan and Catherine and mom said, we can't just leave a body here, so we dragged the body to the car, but when we got to the parking lot, we couldn't find the car. Then I noticed in the corner up behind some trees, but all the tires were popped. We couldn't go anywhere to get help. We heard another shot, and this time it was closer. I turned around, and everything was silent. I walked to the car and looked at the tires and saw some bullets on the ground. I picked up them and showed them to Nathan. He said these were lead bullets. I knew he was guessing since he just picked them up, and looked at it. Right then, I heard some even loud banging in the distance. I knew it wasn't a gunshot since it didn't sound the same. All of a sudden, we all turned around at the same time and heard someone in the something. It sounded like there was a horse walking around us. Then it got quieter after a second. It sounded like someone was jumping on the ground. It got quiet again. I heard someone whispering in my ear. I thought it was Catherine messing with me, but it wasn't her. We realized that Dad was still laying on the ground. Mom stared to scream, and we realized Dad was gone. All was left was a trail of blood leading towards the field. We followed the stream of blood till we got to the gate of the field. The gate was locked, so Nathan jumped over the gate. Once he got over to the fence, he opened the gate, which flew open with a gust of wind. We didn't know how or where the wind came from, since it wasn't windy before the gate opened. Before we walked to the past the gate, we heard another gunshot, which made Nathan fall on the ground. When he fell, he hit his head on his tombstone. We ran over to Nathan. To see if he was okay, but before we could check out on him, he was thrown to the other side of the ground and dragged off down the field. At one point, I thought I saw him grabbing onto one of the tombstones, but fell back to the ground. We ran over to Nathan, then stopped. Another gust of wind hit our backs. Claire fell to the ground, and right as she was about to get up, she saw something roll past her face. It wasn't a rock. She ran over and screamed. We ran over and saw Nathan's head on the ground. Then we heard someone laughing in the distance. It sounded like a little kid. Then it got closer. I started to cry and yell at, and it started to cry, then yelled at me to be quiet. They yelled at me to be quiet. Then I got quiet. Mom disappeared. Another gust of wind started, and it got quieter for about five minutes. I went to pick up Nathan's head and saw Mom standing, holding his head, smiling while Mom was playing with his hair. Me and Claire looked up at each other. Mom was crazy. Then Mom started licking Nathan's head. Then Mom looked at Claire and said, "You're next." I told Claire to run, which she did. I followed her onto the road. Then out of nowhere, a car screamed by and hit Claire. I screamed and ran as fast as I could up the road, but then realized that there wasn't anyone driving the car. So how did the car come down here? So I ran back down to the car and opened up the door and saw Nathan's body laying there. I pulled Nathan's body out of the car, and on the back of his shirt was a note which said, "There's nowhere to hide." The end. P.S. Not based on a true event.